We are in Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin, in the middle. And there is a parenthesis here, which is not parenthetical at all, at least in mine it's a parenthesis. I think that's a very important sentence which I want to dwell on. So, what we learned at the beginning of the week is that the way the four olamos work, you have four olamos of Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, and they're all lined up. And the Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim comes through this, let's think of it as a pipe, which Kadosh Baruch Hu, whoever he is breathing life into this world. So it starts in the world of Atzilus, which has very little Gashmias to it, comes to the world of Bria, goes to the world of Yitzira, goes through the world of Asiya, comes into us, and we're the recipient of this fantastic Yipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim. A person could be a recipient if you're lined up. Apparently it's a possibility of life without being lined up. This is a life from a different source, living like a rabbit, or like a squirrel. But that's not the Yipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim. The Yipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim is when I'm hooked up to all these worlds. So what it means in simple language is that the Hashem's Ruchnius of the entire creation comes into me, the Bria, and it transforms into Gashmius within me. So I become the transformer. I become that which takes everything spiritual and brings it into this world. That's an important concept, right? Like the idea is that we have to look at ourselves differently. We have to look at ourselves as being able to take something which is very esoteric, very ethereal, very spiritual, and bringing it into a regular, normal life. So that change happens within me. So I'm taking the way it's working, the technology of it is it's going Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya into me. So the Neshama, as he pointed out many times, this is the wind of the Neshama. The Neshama is up on top here, which is what I want to discuss. And the end of that, the glass in the Rabbi Nefesh HaChaim's mashal, the glass is me. So I'm becoming the Ratzon Hashem. That's what we learn. And then he explains it. Haynu. If you have an aside, that's good. Lots said here. Haynu, what this all means is Shebekabolas ha'adam ol malchusa yisparach, that when a person is makabal ol malchus shamayim, it's a term we're familiar with, but it could be one of those terms that because we use it so often, we don't get it completely. Kabolas adam ol malchusa yisparach, that when a person is makabal the ol malchus of Hashem, lahalois, what does that mean? Lahalois kol maisa v'dibura yomachshavoisa v'tayra mitzvahs l'madrega yoyser gavoya. What I'm doing is I'm upgrading and I'm elevating everything that I do. That's what Makabal Omalchus Shemayim says. They have a new touch. Makabal Omalchus Shemayim means, right, when you say Kriya Shema, so the din is you have to be Makabal Omalchus Shemayim. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad for Makabal Omalchus Shemayim. What are we doing? What does that mean? It means that we're saying that everything that I'm going to do today, I'm doing because I want to do Hashem's will. So meaning this transference of Ruchnius to Gashmius, which is taking place within me, is for one reason only, if I want to be part of this, if I want to be in that number. It's for one reason only, so that now I can be an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his breath and do what has to be done in this world. So it's a new definition, it's in the simplest chat, a new definition of Kabbalah's oil, Malchus Shamayim. It's something like, I'm not making a comparison, but something like a beast of burden. So when it feels the oil, it feels the saddle, it feels the person, so now its whole purpose now becomes to carry the rider to where it wants to go. Its personal purpose is not important here. It becomes, it's the oil, the yoke, literally a yoke, which is carrying me in a certain way. It's called the yoke. on an animal. So the Makabel the Ol Malchus Shemayim. So to be very clear, my kavana in saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is that the Gashmius, which is the Ruchnius, which is turning to Gashmius within me, is for the purpose of doing Hashem's Ratzon. All the Torah that I'm doing, all the mitzvahs that I'm doing, I'm bringing it to Madrega Yosher Gavaya. I'm hooking up. So I'm Madrega Yosher Gavaya. Mizeh Nase. And what will happen from that? Nase Le Ratzon Pnimi. Well, you'll create a Ratzon Pnimi L'Shabid Moichay V'Diburay Amaisa B'Torah Mitzvahs beside Keser Malchus. And from there we come to Ratzon. So let me just explain the Pashut Shat, what he's saying. It's not Pashut at all. First of all, the deal. Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. In the Seder HaSfirois, Malchus is at the bottom. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Natzach, Hoyd, Yisoyd, Malchus. My job in this world is to hook up with an upper world, a higher world, a higher, where the energy is coming from. I'm only hooking up to the bottom of that, right? So you can imagine like four pipes hooked into each other. So I'm in the world of Asiya, and I'm hooking up to the world of Yitzira, Abia, Atzilus Bria Yitzira. The world above me is the world of Yitzira. That's where Ruchnius is becoming Gashmius. You know, we don't have to know much more about it than that. But where am I hooking? I'm hooking onto the Malchus, and Malchus is really the lowest Madrega of Yitzira. And the lowest Madrega that the spheres repeat themselves in every oilum, so I'm really hooking into the bottom Malchus. So first of all, we have to be Madaik. Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. You're not being Makabel Chesed, you're not being Makabel Gvura Tiferes Netzachoy, you're being Makabel Bidus HaYisayim. You're being Makabel Malchus, and you're working your way up. Yes? So Makabalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. And at the point where it's Malchus, it's an oil. It's an oil. To take my example of the beast of burden, it's an oil. It's not necessarily what the animal wants to do, but it's Malchus. See, it's important to understand like what Malchus means in simple in terms that we can grasp. You know, the Gemara says that you should run to see a king, loylum, even a non-Jewish king, loylum yaretz adam likreis malchei akum, la malchei yisrael, v'loy malchei yisrael bilvad amar la afilu malchei akum, shintiske tavchin be malchei akum la malchei yisrael. So you should run to see a king. They even were over Isuri Darabon, and the Gemara says medalgin hayinu al gabi arayno. It's a different Gemara. Likreis malchei akum. And Rabbi Yossi said that. Who was he running to see? He was running to see the Roman Rishayim. That's who was around in his time. Titus. But what happens when you see Titus? What you're seeing is Malchus. It doesn't make a difference that he's a Russia. You're seeing Malchus. You're seeing not only 1,000 soldiers standing at attention, and they're really standing there like idiots. Like, why are they standing at attention for this person? They're standing at attention. They look like, you know, and you're seeing certain Malchus. You saw it, you know, I was watching when President Trump came to Israel, and wherever he came, wherever he went. Nothing to do with the president, but it has to do with the office of the president, Malchus. So you could see, whatever it was, 500 at the airport, 500 Israeli soldiers standing at attention, shooting into the air, you know, saluting. This is Malchus. It's a bittul ratzon. It could be all of those guys hate the guy. it's not your way. And it's not even that they're going to get in trouble if they don't do this. Like the politicians didn't want to go to the airport, right? But like they had a ratzon. That's not Malchus. Malchus is to see it is to see bittul ratzon. That's what you're watching there. You're watching bittul ratzon. Odyoter. Like you look at the Chinese or the Korean wars. You know, like kamikazes jumping out of planes. people going on the front lines by the thousands, knowing that the front lines are the ones that are going to get shot. That's how war was in World War II, Korean War. It wasn't like now, like, you know, Israelis, you don't think about getting, but Baruch Hashem. But it was, you know, you're on the front lines, you're there to protect the people behind you who are there to protect the generals 10 steps behind you. They're going to get shot. So what are they doing it for? Go home. What's the problem? They're going to go to jail. It's better than getting shot, no? Like, what? Like, why do they do it? Let's have some civil disobedience here. Let's have some, a little bit of seichel. What's the pshat? So the pshat is that what you're seeing there, by thousands of people willing to die for a cause they don't even understand, is, you know, for Titus HaRosha, they understand, they don't understand it. They like the guy, they don't like the guy. It's Malchus. There's a bria of Malchus in this world where we act with Malchus and Chazal. Chazal say, go look at that. Shim Tiske, Tavchin be Malchi Akum la Malchi Yisrael. You'll see the difference. I remember when Sadat came to Israel. I remember Rabbi Avad Yosef was the chief rabbi, and he said that every yeshiva bacher should go to Rehov Yafo and stand on the street and see President Sadat. Like, who wants to see President Sadat? Malchus. Make a bracha. Malchus. I went. Gamani hayizi b'seichem. I went. It's inspiring for some reason that I don't know. But the inspiration is that you see a bechina of Malchus in this world. It's a bria. It's not something which necessarily works with, I mean, there's probably some kind of a psychological explanation for it, but it doesn't work out b'seichem necessarily. There's a certain Malchus that you see. But Malchus perforce means that you're doing something which is not necessarily my rutzin. I'm doing his rutzin, but I'm not doing my rutzin. So Malchus is the ability to do something without even wanting to do it. That's what Malchus is. It's a very deep creation in this world, the creation of Malchus. The way everything lines up in the world is Malchus. And that's the way it's going to be, the Gemara says, when Mashiach comes, the whole world is going to line up and stand at attention for Mashiach, whether they like the idea or they don't. That's the Malchus. So when a person's makabel ol Malchus Shamayim, he's makabel an oil. It's a burden, it's a yoke of Malchus, which is a bittel rutzon of yourself. You are basically annulling your rutzon and doing the rutzon Hashem. Is that a high madrega or a low madrega? Low madrega. Malchus is at the bottom of the line. What's a higher madrega? So you walk all the way up the spheres until you get to the top of the 10 spheres, and then you're in Keser. Rutzon. Keser is synonymous with Rutzon. Why? These are not just words. The king does what his Rutzon is. He's not part of the Malchus. The king has a Rutzon. He's allowed to have a Rutzon. So if you start off in Avodas Hashem, you start off with Kriya Shema, you're starting off with Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. By the time you finish Shemarna Esrei, you l'Rutzon Nimrefi. I'm working with Rutzon. So what I've done, presumably, and which is the right thing to do, is I've climbed up all of the spheros, which, if you'll meditate on this, this is not Kabbalah. It's Pasha. You're climbing up and you're getting yourself more and more acquainted with, I'm not just doing this because of Malchus, because I'm part of his Hashem's Malchus. I'm doing this more and more because I want to do it. Very simple. I want to do it until you get to the highest sphere, which is the sphere of Keser. But where I'm hooking in is at the bottom. Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim is called Shaloi Lashma. Shaloi Lashma. Even though I'm willing to kill myself. Die al kiddush Hashem. Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. What do you say when you die al kiddush Hashem? What's the right pasuk? Shema. Because Shema is Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The first thing you teach a kid to say, turns tivul and aboisha, at Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shloim l'shma, child, teaching him to be part of the Malchus. That's Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. What's the goal? The goal, even within a tefillah itself, not to mention in life, is to climb up that ladder of the 10 spheres till you get to Keser. Keser equals Malchus. Yes, Keser equals Ratzad. Ratzad equals Keser equals Ratzad. Ratzad equals the Neshaba. Poseach es yodecho maspiel l'chochai Ratzad. The Ratzad is allowed. You're giving us a Ratzad, but we only see it as Malchus, if we're lucky. Or you're Pyrek ol Malchus Shemayim, Pyrek ol. So Pyrek ol means that I'm not hooked up to this thing altogether. That's really bad. But okay, so like I say, you're living like an animal. But if I'm in line, you're in the army now, right? So if you're in line, so you're makabel the Malchus, that's a bechina of Shaloi Lishma, that's a good thing, because Shaloi Lishma, Balishma. And you'll be able to get, from Malchus, you'll be able to get promoted to being the general and even being like the king, have the same Ratzin as the king. So that's what he's saying here. Just to get the words. Hainu, Shibakabolos Adam Ol Malchus. When a person is Makabal the Ol of Malchus, meaning the lowest level, Yisparach Lahalois, what does that mean? Lahalois Komaisa Vitibura Vubach Shavaisa Batayra Bitsas Madrega Yoiser Gavaya. I'm doing everything for the Melech. The whole Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi say, is Kabbalah's all about Chashabai. But then the Kubbalim tell us the Yom Kippur is already a Bechin of Kesser.
So Rabbi, the 10 spheres are taking us to the top of Naran, so to speak.
Yeah, also, that's the next paragraph. Meaning Naran goes works side by side with the 10 spheres. You see the my book, The First 10 Days. So I show through the Aseret Shemei Tshuva how you get from Malchus to Keser, or from Keser to Malchus. It's Mesapach. So that's the whole point of the book. But the idea is that Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur is 10 days, and you're reaching up to the highest level. You're getting up to the highest level, which is Ritzayin. So everybody understands there's the difference between the king has Ratzon, the soldier has Malchus. Kabbalah's all Malchus Shemayim. So it says the Ruchaim Velazhin, Shlahalis Komaisa Vidibura Vamachshavaisa Batera Mitzvah Madrega Yoiser Gavoy. I'm not doing for myself, but there's a Bittul Adas where I'm doing for the Melech. But what happens here, what's important is Mizeh Nasaloi Ratzon Pnimi, from this Shaloi Lishma of Malchus comes a Ratzon Pnimi. All of a sudden I'm wanting to do something. I have Ratzon, I have Bechira. L'shabe moichai v'diburei maisa b'tayro mitzvah b'soit keser. Now I'm moving myself up to Keser. So the idea here is to get to Keser. That's the idea. As I say, this is the sequence of Shema, working your way up. You can see it b'amish clearly, all the way up to Yul Ratzon Imrefi, all the way up to Ratzon. Two ends of two sides of the pipe. Malchus, yes.
Why is it called Keser Malchus?
Because this is in the sphere of Malchus. Okay, we'll explain. Keser Malchus, just learn a Pashut of Shat, is the Keser of Malchus. I got into the Malchus, but I can reach in that Malchus all the way up. From Malchus, I can go all the way up to the Keser, the king itself. See, let me give an illustration, halacha, what this means, because it's important. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim Malchim Shekel Neviim.
Amen.
There's an Indian we've spoken many times about, Avera Lishma. What's an Avera Lishma? Avera, we know what an Avera is. Avera is what you're not allowed to do, and mitzvah is what you're supposed to do, but it's in the bechina of Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. Once you do Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim, you do a Kabbalah's O Mitzvahs. Perhaps it's Hashem Alekach. As I take in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say I'm violating my Malchus. You look at it like this. I'm standing in line, I'm standing at attention, and I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do. I'm holding my gun straight, I'm standing with perfect posture, and I'm not allowed to move, I'm not even allowed to blink. And then I see somebody's going to kill the melech. You know, somebody jumps out in the baseball field.
He's asking for a selfie.
Huh?
The system asking for a selfie.
Yeah. So he jumps out of formation, and he saves the king, right? So he did an Aveira. You're not supposed to get out of line. What are you doing? Why are you moving out of line? I know, but I'm doing, all of a sudden I'm using my seichel, and I'm saying, why am I standing in line? Why am I doing part of this Malchus, all for the Ratzon of the Melech? So now the Ratzon of the Melech is delivered to die. Of course, I'm going to jump out of formation, and I'm going to save him. Aveira Lishma. So Aveira Lishma is shaykh by someone who can, first of all, know the Ratzon Hashem, and know that you can jump out of the Malchus all the way up to Keser. That's what Aveira Lishma is. He's doing the king's Ratzon. His Ratzon and the king's Ratzon are the same. This is exactly what I'm trying to bring out. But I've engaged my seichel. So where Malchus, hear me out clear, where Malchus is a bittul ritzaynai, Keser is a say ritzaynai, doing ratzon. You're engaging your ratzon. Two opposite midos. So I'm jumping out of line. That's Aveira Lishma. So Esther Hamalka says, I want the Beis Yaakov. I can't live with Achashverosh. Lo matim li. Ani lo mesugalet. Ani lo mesugalet. But Mordechai tells her that no, everything has a time, and if you don't do this, why did you come to Malchus? The whole reason you came to Malchus is to break the Malchus and to do the Ratzon Hashem. Malchus, if you're even just a little bit Hasidish, you know that the Melech of the Megillah is Malchus Shalom, it's Ruan Hashem, HaMelech. So that's an Aveira Lishma. What she's saying is, I'll jump out of formation, I'm leaving behind everything I learned in Beis Yaakov, and I'm jumping up to do the Ratzon Hashem, which is to save the Jewish people, which is an Aveira. You know, just to point out here, the Vilna Gaon tells us that no such metzias anymore. Because we're not any longer involved in what the Ratzon of Hashem is and what not the Ratzon of Hashem is. You have to be a soldier. So there's no such thing as an Aveira Lishma once the Torah was given. Yaakov Avinu could marry two sisters, even though he knew it was wrong, because that's how he's going to make 12 Shvatim, that's how he's going to make Mashiach ben David, that's how he's going to make Mashiach ben Yosef. Yaakov Avinu could do that. Avraham Yitzchak, they can do that. Yeah, Avraham Avinu could even eat Basar B'Cholo, or serve Basar B'Cholo, because that's before Mount Torah. Once the Torah was given, so now we're just supposed to do what we're told. And there's no Aveira Lishma any longer. I, Esther, the Gra asked the Kasha, what about Esther? So Hatzalus Klal Yisrael Shein.
Yeah.
Hatzalus Klal Yisrael Shein. So to save Klal Yisrael, you're allowed to do Aveira Lishma. So the Goyin says a halacha, it's a milsa d'tzmiya, that's the truth, that the only place for Aveira Lishma is if you're saving Klal Yisrael. But Aveira Lishma is a concept. In any case, it's Gadol Aveira Lishma, mi mitzvah shalei Lishma. Because Aveira Lishma is, just think about this for a second, how meduyik it is, that Aveira Lishma, you're doing the Ratzon Hashem. And a mitzvah shalei Lishma, you're a soldier. Shalei Lishma ba Lishma. So Gadol Aveira Lishma, mi mitzvah shalei Lishma. You're standing there like a soldier, that's beautiful. Mitzvah shalei Lishma ba Lishma. But the whole point is to get to Lishma. And sometimes Lishma needs an Aveira. So, while I'm here, let me just point out an interesting thing. Famous conversation between Chizkiyahu HaMelech and Yeshayahu HaNavi. Famous, right? Brachos Tafet. Gemara says a famous conversation that Chizkiyahu became very ill, and Yeshayahu HaNavi, contemporary of Chizkiyahu, came to be Mevaker Cholim, Chizkiyahu, and tells him, Meis Baal Tichya, you are going to die. Meis Baal Mazal Tichya Lo'ilam Haba. Kavod HaMalchus. That's what Yeshayahu tells the Melech. I have a Nevuah. that you're not going to make it through this illness, and you forfeited your place in the world to come. Why? Because you remained a single and decided to never get married. Hizkiyo was single, decided not to get married. So Hizkiyo breathes a sigh of relief, the Gemara says. He says, that's your problem. I have a reason why I remain single, and that's because I saw the Chazisi Beruach Kodshi. I saw with Ruach HaKodesh, no small thing, not Nevuah, but Ruach HaKodesh. I saw Ruach HaKodesh tells you who Hizkiyo was. He was supposed to be the Mashiach, right? I saw Ruach HaKodesh that I'm going to have a Menashe as a son. And if I'm going to have Menashe as a son, he's going to go and destroy Klal Yisrael. So that's why I remain single. It's a classic case of Aver Lishma. Emes? I'm willing to not be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Puravu in order to save Klal Yisrael. Classic case. He's the same as Esther. Classic case. Hatzolus Klal Yisrael. Yael, Esther, Hizkiyo. Shlomo HaMelech says, no, Meisvel Tichya. You're wrong. Bahadi Kavshi Derachman Alamalocha. What are you getting involved with the future and who your children are going to be, and you're going to have a son who's going to become the Melech and he's going to become a Rasha? Forget your Ruach HaKodesh. Hashem said to get married, you get married. Hashem said to have children, you have children. And you have no right to make that kind of decision. Why doesn't he have a right? It's a classic case of Aver Lishma. Anybody here would make a different decision? It's a classic case of Aver Lishma. I know there's a mitzvah to get married, but this is a little bit different because I'm going to have a son that's going to kill thousands of people. The Haragis Yerushalayim Peh El Peh.
It's not a part of it. It's a ruchnis in this case. The Esther was saving lives.
What's ruchnis? Menashe physically killed people.
No, but it's not a mitzvah. It's a
part of it. Was it his position?
Yeah.
But
it's Zohar regularis and Shvichas Damim. Three issues. Three tiny issues.
What? It's not a Metzius in front of it. It's not a Metzius in front of it. I didn't pass him something that's, who knows what's going to be, and, you know, who knows when.
Okay.
That's a Nevuah that...
Not yet, no.
We had instead, it was very nice. It's correct.
Yeah. Let me say it a little differently, yeah.
And Sodom Ruch HaKodesh, even in the level of Nevuah, it's not Mokruch that's going to happen if it's negative.
Which is similar to what,
yeah,
which we'll say. Or the pshat is, which is the same thing, but you had a ruch kodesh that somebody's going to be a Russia and kill people. You're saying that Menashe has no bechir chafshis. You're saying he can't do tshuva. There's no such thing as a nevuah that you're going to have a Russia. That's why it's not a nevuah. It was ruch kodesh. You can't have a nevuah that somebody's going to be a Russia. Otherwise, you're doil mimenu dal se tshuva. Now, the fact is, so what does Hizkiyo says? Okay, I have a proposition. I'll marry your daughter. Yishayahu has to stick with his words. You're not allowed to have such a nevuah as batel. Such a nevuah as batel. So he gives him his daughter. Exactly as Hizkiyo predicted, Menashe is a Rasha. And Menashe kills his grandfather, Yishayahu. Murder. Assassinates his grandfather because he was too frail. So Hizkiyo was right, but nevertheless, it's a little cheshbon because it doesn't make a difference if you're right, you're wrong. You can't have a nevuah that somebody else is going to be a Russia. Going to be a Russia. Like Shmuel says, it's not a Metzius Lefanecha. Like Yitzchok says, it's negative. Or like I say, it's all the same thing, that you can't have a nevuah that doesn't include a possibility of tshuva. In reality, Menashe did tshuva. Menashe was a little bit too late. Yishayo was dead, so was everybody else. But okay, did tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Gemara tells us someplace else that Menashe did tshuva, and the Malachim didn't even want to be Makabalas tshuva. What kind of tshuva is this? You killed people. You did, after the Harbin you made, you wanted to do tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu opened up a hole under the Kisei HaKavod, and he says, I'll take it in directly. Okay, so we who learn Nefesh HaChaim understand even what that means, because the Kisei HaKavod is in the world of Bria, and what he said is the tshuva, Gadol tshuva shemagas ad Kisei HaKavod. That Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, okay, your tshuva in the world of Asiya is really meaningless because you can't be Mechayim Mesim. Your tshuva in the world of Yetzirah is meaningless. I'll take it in Bria. I'll take you in on Bria. Meet me in room 3, and I'll take in your tshuva. That's interesting. So, but just want to touch up the conversation here. That Chizkiya was thinking of Aver Lushma. His thinking was good. Yeshayahu, whose thinking was better, corrected him and said that this is a misapplication of Aver Lushma. But what's really Nachzerli and Yonenu? What's really going on here? What's really going on here is Chizkiyahu has to sit and think to himself, is it really the Ratzon Hashem for me to get married now? Listen, you know, there's another thing, by the way. And if the Ruach HaKodesh and the Nebuah say that I'm going to have children that are going to destroy Klal Yisrael, is it going to help not to get married? Somehow or another, that's what's going to happen. Like, you know, if it's true, that's what's going to happen anyway. Like, you know, somebody will force themselves on you or something. Like, if you're believing in the Nebuah and the Ruach HaKodesh, so what is anyways the logic is wrong. So Hashem runs the world, but let's bonagid that Chizkiyahu's cheshbon was that I'm not going to do the mitzvah of Hashem. I'm going to do the rotzen of Hashem. I'm not going to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim because ol malchus shemayim limits me in what I can or can't do. I'm a melech. I can't limit myself that way. So and a melech a lot of times doesn't limit himself to Kabbalah's all malchus shemayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to do the ruts in Hashem, the ruts in Hashem, I shouldn't get married. On this, Yeshayahu didn't argue. On the concept of him being able to do it in America, you just said your logic is not good. Your logic is not good because there's tshuva, tzalufanach, all the reasons that we said. It might not be anyway, but the logic is not good, but the principle is a good one. So it's a stop, good shot in Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu. So what we have here is Malchus, Shaloi Lishma, Malchus standing in line, inside of a limit, inside of a geder, getting out of the geder, all the climbing up the spheres to the place of Ratzon. So let me, yeah.
It's fine if I'm Menashe, right? Yeah, I was blessing him. He saw that one was going to be love from him. So what happens there? I mean, there.
I'm not understanding.
But if Prime Menashe was even the Bracha, he switches hands because he saw that somebody would come out that, you know, from how he sees somebody come out bad if a person can become good. Like, what's the. Like, he saw that.
It was Yosef's Kasha.
Yeah, so I'm saying
he saw. You're asking Yosef's Kasha, yeah.
I'm saying, so here we do see that if a person could see something bad, can be okay. Yes.
Right, so the answer is that a bracha is not a violation of a mitzvah or one way or the other. It's a bracha. I see a problem, you need a bracha. There's a difference between doing a maisa, getting out of formation, and a bracha. See, let me just, this is what came to mind. I think this is all clear in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Gamliel says, Let's touch up this Mishnah once and for all, because it's like a tongue twister. Hu haya oimer, that's Rabbi Gamliel. Asay ritzoinai kirtzoinach kadeshi yase ritzoinach kirtzoinai. Anybody ever stop to work that out? Let's just spend 2 minutes on it. Asay ritzoinai kirtzoinach. Make his ratzain, Hashem's ratzain, into your ratzain.
Cut ratzain.
I say ritzoinai, you want to do something. So, I say ritzoinai, make Hashem's ratzain your ratzain. Today, sheyase ritzoinach, so that your ratzain will be kirtzono. You see it? Malchus, keser. See it? Good. Sure. We'll speak it out. Why?
The first one was Malchus, is bittul. What is it that I need to choose? Okay, Hashem
Yisbarach,
tell me what you want, I'll do that, okay, I do that like a robot.
Okay, I say Ritzoinai, Kir Ritzoinach, as if that's what I want. Bittul, I wrote it, you're holding it, good. And what's the ultimate goal? Today, she asks a Ritzoinach, so that ultimately, your Ritzoinach will be his Ritzoinach.
When there's also Kir Ritzoinach.
The first one.
So the second one.
Second one also.
How can you have
that means that Hashem is Meshabed is Ratzon, like just like we don't want to do it, but with skirts on the Canadian.
No, that's what the next part of the Mishnah means. We're not there yet. You're jumping. Over here, it simply means Shaloi Lishma Bal Lishma. Do, meaning, let's put it practical, like, do stuff for Hashem with the same enthusiasm that you would do stuff for yourself. Right? When you, if you're living in Tzfas and you're going to be Ola Regel, so, like, tell the kids we're going on vacation. Let them get excited, let them get up early in the morning, let's have fun, you know, we're going, you know, if you're going to Shachris in the morning, do it as if you're going to a great business deal or you're going to a ball game or something like that. Just do it with fun. That's the, like, do a say ritzoinoi, when you're doing Hashem's will, do it as if it's your ratzon, as if you really want to do it. Maybe you don't want to do it, but it's a bittul ratzon to his ratzon. And what will happen with this? The goal will be, kidei she'yaseh ritzoinoch, ultimately, you'll go from malchus to keser, and ultimately what will happen is keser equals malchus equals Keser equals Ratzon equals Neshama. So ultimately, Kadesh Yasser, it's Sinach. Ultimately, your Ratzon itself will be Kir Sinai. You'll say, what do you want to do? I really want to put on Tefillin today. So you start with the Shalai Lishma. Let's take a real example. Like, you're giving Tzedakah to somebody. Do you really want to give Tzedakah to somebody? Why would I want to part with my money? But do it like you want to do it. Not make pretend, but I'm a soldier. So I'm a soldier. You know, once I'm a soldier, I'm doing it. That's all. So I'm just doing it. Like, you know, people say this to me all the time. Like, take my share. I'm just taking, you know, I'm just doing it. That's all. I'm not, it's not my money. I'm just doing it. What does that mean? They really want to give away their money to somebody else? Okay, no, look. Depends on the madrega. But it's okay. Even if you don't want to do it, I'm just doing it. I'm a soldier. I'm doing it. I'm standing in line. I'm giving away $1,000 to Tzedakah today. Very nice. But what's going to happen if you do that? Ultimately, you will come to want to help people. You'll be the head of the foundation. Ultimately, you will get no bigger geschmack in life than doing the Ratzon Hashem of giving the tzedakah. So this is Rabbi Gamliel, and there's a lot to say about why Rabbi Gamliel said this, but that's for a Shabbos afternoon sometime, that Asei Ritzoinai Kirtzoinai Kadeshi Asei Ritzoinach Kirtzoinai, and then he goes further, as Rabbi Gamliel, Uvatel Ritzoinach Mipnei Ritzoinai. If you have a Ratzon, and Hashem has a Ratzon, Bittul. Time for Bittul. Kabbalas all, Malchus Shemayim, Bittul. So if I really don't want to do this. It's not that, okay, I'm resigned to it, I'm a soldier. I don't want to do it. So, be bevatel. Bevatel your Ratzon. Batel Ritzonchem, of course. Mipnei Ritzonai. Why? What's the Uftu? Kadeshi Yevatel Ritzonachayrim Mipnei Ritzonach. Boy, this is complicated, right? What's going to happen now? You accomplish a new thing over here. The first case, the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about, ultimately your Ratzon will become his Ratzon. Start with Malchus, get to Keser. And now he's saying, but if I do this, there's another thing, says Rabbi Gamliel, I do the Bittul HaRatzon. If I do the Bittul HaRatzon, what's going to happen is, I started off with Malchus and now I'm climbing up to Keser, which we just learned in the. So now what's going to happen is, that once I'm the Melech, once I'm the Keser, once I'm wearing the throne, or I'm sharing the throne with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so now everybody in the world is going to be Mevatel, they're Ratzon to me, just like everybody in the world has to be Mevatel, they're Ratzon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person is a tzaddik, and he's Mevatel, his Ratzon, Rabbi Gamliel says, such important information, the person's Mevatel, my own personal Ratzon, to do Hashem's Ratzon, so then what's going to happen is that people will follow suit because they have to follow suit, says Rabbi Gamliel, Kadesh Yevatel Ritzon Acherim, Mnei Ritzon. By the way, I was looking here this morning, the Rabbeinu Bukhaye says, who's this Acherim? Yevatel Acherim is Ritzon. Who is the Acherim? Says the Rabbeinu Bukhaye. Hu HaKoichos Hel Yoinim. Kegoin HaKoichovim, HaMazolais, Malochim, HaMashorsim, Kulam Nikrim Acherim. Meaning, you can defy all of nature by defying your nature and putting yourself from Malchus into Keser. Now I have the power of Keser. See, I'm coming with the shaliach of the Melech as the authority of the Melech and gets the same covenant as the Melech. And now everybody has to do your Ratzon because you're Mevatel yourself to the Melech. I'm the Melech. Eliezer Aben Avram. Or, yes, but even better. Eliezer Eved Avram is Eved Avram Anoichi. Give me cover. you have to give me the covenant of Avram Avinu because I'm the Eved Avram. I'm avatel myself to Avram. And sure enough, he got the keser. He got the keser of Avram, and everybody. You see, I once complained, to my Rebbe Zatzal that a lot of things are mitzvahs are easier, a lot of mitzvahs are harder. Fundraising is very difficult for me. I don't ask people for money, and changes the relationship, and it's kind of an awkward thing. I don't like it. So he told me, like, look, the fundraising is easy for only one kind of person, a mishugana. He said, but Elamai, you have to make a decision. Is your avas Hashem bigger, or is your avas Atzmai bigger? Ouch. Boom. simple question. It's awkward. Is it easy to dial Kiddush Hashem? Well, you have to make a decision. Is my avas Hashem bigger, or is my avas Atzmai bigger? Like, what? It's a very simple decision. Okay, to him, simple. It's a Moshe Milsa Zutrasi. But the Teich is Emes. The Teich is Emes. So the pshat is that I take, but here's the chat. That if you're mevatel, you're ratzayin to the ratzon Hashem, and I'm going to do it even though I don't want to do it. I don't want to ask that person for money in this example. So you know what happens? Interesting. Kadesh yevatel ratzayin acherim ne ratzayin ach. All the stars and all the angels and all the gevirim, they all step aside. Okay, how can I do your ratzon? Because it's the ratzon Hashem. So if a person comes in mamash l'shem shemayim, you have certain siyata d'shmaya that mamash this mishnah. This is like a mishnah for fundraisers. And they don't want to give, you don't want to ask, you're asking even though you don't want to. This is the way the conversation goes, whether it's silent or whether it's articulated. I really don't want to ask you for money. Well, I really don't want to give you money. Okay. So now let's do it anyway. let's make it quick. Exactly right. I'll be mevatel my ratzai for Hashem's ratzai, and you'll be mevatel your ratzai to my ratzai, and we end up with maybe we're all going to Olam Haba. Yafe, no? So this is like the Mishnah, the course 101 for everybody who's having to raise money.
Yeah, if the second part of the Mishnah is Bittel, so that would seem to be the Malchus part, whereas over here, same as Sotchon, that sounds like Keser, not like
Nachon, because the Bittel is going all the way up. But Kadesh Yivat, the Bittel's going all the way up to Ratzon, that he already said.
No, in the first part, when he's why is the first part Bittel? It sounds like it's if the Bittel is mentioned only later, the first part sounds like it's not Bittel. So that says more dumb into Kesser.
Asay Ritzoinai Kirtzoinach. That's a goal. Asay Ritzoinai Kirtzoinach, Kadesh Yasa Ritzoinach Kitzerna. In other words, the way I'm understanding is the introduction to the Mishnah. It's the whole thing. It's the introduction is here's the goal. You want to get your Ratzon calibrated with the Ratzon Hashem. And then it starts off, he tells us, with Bittel HaRatzon, and it works itself all the way up to Ratzon Hashem, and then Ratzon Acherim, our Bittel Kenegdecha. Okay, so just say, I'll say Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalad, I went to Mishnah Perkei Avos, Kedibay. This is Mamish, the Lashon of the Nefesh HaChaim here, is that a person should be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. I'll just read the left one again before we close up. The person should be Mekabel Hainu Sheba Kabbalas HaAdam Ol Malchusa Yisbarach Lahalais Kol Maisa V'Dibura V'Machshavaisa B'Torah Mitzvahs. By the way, Malchus, the Chazal say, Leislei Megar Meklum. Malchus is, I'm not getting anything out of it. It's not my Ratzin, but I'm being Mevatel my Ratzin to the Ratzin of Hashem. Lahalais Kol Maisa V'Dibura V'Machshavaisa B'Torah Mitzvahs L'Madrega Yoyser Gavayas Hashem Good. V'Mizeh Naseloi Ratzin Pnimi L'Shabid Moichai V'Dibura Yomaisa B'Torah Mitzvahs. You know, the one Pasuk in Ashrei, if you don't have Kavanah for, you have to say it again and again and again. It's Posei Chesedecho Masbil Chochai Ratzin. Say it again and again and again, and we still don't know what it means. Hashem, open up your hands. Umasbiya, and satiate. L'chol chai ratzin. Let everybody reach your ratzin. Make the ratzin Hashem. Bring that neshama of ratzin Hashem. Bring it all the way into this world. Right, and that's why every time we Yehi ratzin lofanecha. right? Rosh Hashanah, you know, we're saying Yiratzen, we're making all the Yiratzens, Yiratzen. Yiratzen Mufanacha, Tarba Eschuyosenu Karimayim. Yiratzen Mufanacha, we're blessing our children. We're saying that we want to get this all, we want the bracha to our children to be Ratzen. The Ratzen is a noun. Poseich Zedecha Masbil Chochai Ratzen. We want the Ratzen to come all the way from up on top. Yihi Ratzen Mufanacha. Let my bracha here be an articulation of your Ratzen there. And what you're doing, it says Nefesh HaChaim, is you're hooking up all the pipes together and you've got a beautiful flow of Ruach Elokim and Ba'ipach Ma'ap of Nishmas Elokim. The Neshama comes all the way into the Bria, and then from here on Sunday, Mirtz Hashem, we get into the Naran again and how that works. And let your Ratzin come down the pipe to us. Let's meet at the place of Ratzin. Let it be your Ratzin that this child has a Ratzin.